This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today, for Monday, June 8. Superior to the angels. Our reading comes from Hebrews chapter 1. So he became as much superior to the angels as the name he has inherited is superior to theirs. For to which of the angels did God ever say, "You are my son, today I have become your father," or again, "I will be his father, and he will be my son"? And again, when God brings his firstborn into the world, he says, "Let all God's angels worship him." In speaking of the angels, he says, "He makes his angels spirits and his servants flames of fire." But about the Son, he says, "Your throne, O God, will last forever and ever. A scepter of justice will be the scepter of your kingdom. You have loved righteousness and hated wickedness. Therefore God, your God, has set you above your companions by anointing you with the oil of joy." He also says, "In the beginning, Lord, you laid the foundations of the earth, and the heavens are the work of your hands. They will perish, but you remain. They will all wear out like a garment. You will roll them up like a robe. Like a garment they will be changed. But you remain the same, and your years will never end." To which of the angels did God ever say, "Sit at my right hand until I make your enemies a footstool for your feet"? Are not all angels ministering spirits sent to serve those who will inherit salvation? Around 20 years ago, lots of people were fascinated with angels. TV shows and movies captured viewers' attention with made-up stories about angels and other spiritual beings. There's something about angels that intrigues us, probably because we don't know much about them. We're not exactly sure why the book of Hebrews has a heavy emphasis on angels. There may have been some popular speculation about them back in the time when it was written. Many people were trying to reduce Jesus to the same level as angels. But one thing that Hebrews makes clear is that Jesus is far superior to the angels. Angels are messengers of God. Prophets also were messengers of God. But Jesus is far greater, because he is God. Our text says it rather simply. After reminding readers of all that Jesus is and has done, Hebrews says, "So he became as much superior to the angels as the name he has inherited is superior to theirs." Then the rest of the chapter quotes from text after text in the Old Testament to show how much superior Jesus is. The focus of Hebrews is on Jesus. Not even the angels can compare to him. And now that his superiority is established, we will begin to unpack who Jesus is and how that helps us in our daily lives. Pray with me. Lord Jesus, you are Lord over all. Help us to keep that focus as we live for you each day. Amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.